and welcome back to the Cologne International School Pulse podcast. I'm your host, Fionn.
And I'm Matteo.
And today we'll be interviewing some first and sixth graders as they give advice and share their knowledge for the upcoming first and fifth graders.
So, Max and Maria, how old are you two?
7 years.
7 years.
Okay. In what grade are you?
Grade one.
Grade one.
In which class?
1-2A.
1-2A.
Okay, you're both in 1-2A. Now I have the question. Do you remember your first days at the school?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We are first going in our class, and then we are sitting at the carpet, and then our teachers read a book, and then we draw about this book, and then we make like a puzzle that we need to draw what we want to be when we are big.
And how was it like being in a big school like the Cologne International School? Was it scary?
No.
For you, Max?
A little bit.
Okay. Why?
I don't know if I find new friends or don't have friends in the class.
Okay. So first, what are your names?
My name is Leah.
Tom?
My name is Tom.
Okay.
I am in grade one.
I'm two in grade one.
Okay. And I have one question for you too that you can answer. Do you have any tips for the upcoming first graders?
Yes. I wish that the first graders have fun in the school, and like math and English and everything what's here in school.
What's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is art.
And you, Tom?
English.
Why?
Because it's make fun.
Okay.
Ich heiße Lena und ich bin 7 Jahre alt.
Ich heiße Camilla und ich bin 6 Jahre alt.
Okay, and in what do you like? Do we have a cafeteria here at our school? So a area where we can eat lunch, the mensa.
Yes.
And do you like the food there?
Yes.
What's your favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you think.
Apples.
And you?
Oh, apples.
Okay. And what happens if you don't like the food that are on the tables?
Then I go to the bar and get noodles.
To the noodle bar? And
yes.
You?
Okay. Meat.
And is the mensa big?
Yes.
My name is Sam and I am 6 years old.
And you, Fitz?
I am Fitz and I am 6 years
old. Are you in 1-2-C?
1-2-C.
1-2-D.
Okay. And who is your favorite teacher here?
My Lieblingsteacher is Frau Pader.
My favorite teacher is Miss Lebert.
And why? Do you like something about them?
I speak a lot German, and she is a German teacher, and she is kind.
Frau Pader is kind and is a German teacher and help us.
Okay. And now I have a question. Do you have any tips for the upcoming first graders here?
They need to work hard.
That sounds hard. And how was your first day here at school? Can you still remember it?
A little bit.
Okay, tell me about it.
We go in the class, we go on the mat, and then said we our names, years old, and what we gonna play.
And what about you? What did you do on the first day of school here?
We said our names, then we read a little bit.
Okay.
We try to read, and then we get a flower.
Oh, nice.
And then we can play.
Oh, nice. And how was it? Was it scary?
No, it's not good.
For you?
Excited.
Okay. Habt ihr noch welche Tipps für die Neuen?
Ja, die sollen als erstes noch ein bisschen vor der Schule noch ein bisschen lesen lernen.
Okay. Und hast du irgendeinen Tipp?
Vor der Schule vielleicht ein bisschen vor den Mamas und Papas und so, also den Namen schreiben lernen.
Okay. Okay, thank you for this nice interview with all the first graders. And for the new first graders listening, I hope that you have a wonderful time at the Cologne International School and get to see a lot of new stuff for your upcoming years here.
Today's episode celebrates the transition years. Our former first graders shared heartfelt, encouraging messages to welcome the new grade ones. And now we have our current sixth graders giving a little of advice, some feedback, and showing their experiences about how sixth grade has been so far. Okay, so can you please introduce yourselves, guys?
My name is Azad. I'm 12 years old. I come from Iran and I've been in the school since third grade.
I'm Alyssa, I'm 12 years old, I'm half Finnish and Italian, and yeah.
Okay, good. So, overall, what would you think, how has sixth grade been so far? How has sixth grade been? How has the starting of MYP, how has this journey been so far?
So, for me, sixth grade has been definitely an adventure, because it's really different to fifth grade. And the system really changes, and it's been like really exciting and I also got nervous sometimes, but it's really fun.
It's different from like PYP for sure. It's like, but it's not as bad as you would think. When like last year, like a bunch of sixth graders came to tell us how it feels, they described it much worse than it actually is.
Okay. And what do you think, like, were some of the greatest memories that you have with your class this year? Because, I mean, there was a lot going on this year, and there was lots of different trips, there was lots of different things going on. So what would you say was your greatest memory with your class?
So I think for me, one of the greatest memories was the big band trip, like the musical trip that we had 2 days. It was really fun to be with like the big band and my friends, and also the string ensemble and musical theater. And also, I really enjoyed the Spirit Week.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely say I was on that trip too for the third year of going, and I would say that was also a great experience too. What would you say, Alyssa?
It was my first time on the musical trip. It was really fun. It's like something like to get to know people, and it's like, it's a great experience, and I would also say like Spirit Week was one of my top favorites.
Yeah. So at our school, now that we've mentioned Spirit Week, we have a tradition, like the annual Spirit Week competition for secondary school. And how would you describe your first Spirit Week as being? I know you've like given a little bit, but describe it a little more. Like, what was it like? What was the feeling in your class?
So it was really fun, because we wanted to prove that even though we're smaller than everyone, we can still score really high. Unfortunately, we didn't score as high as we thought we would, but we did score higher than some other grades. For me, the most fun was when I did the trivia, because we managed to get third place from like all the classes, and it was like really fun celebrating, and it was like really a huge motivation for everyone coming into the spelling bee, which we also won. So yeah,
it was also like fun, just like in general, like everyone coming together and working as a team. I do have to say, like, some people were like kind of like rude during it, like, but it was like really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that you guys won Spelling Bee, so that was a huge achievement for sixth grade. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting it. I was also taking part in that, but that was really great of you. So now let's move on to like a little bit of challenges and stuff. So how would you say sixth grade is different than fifth grade? Like, what are the main differences between them?
So sixth grade, there's a totally different feeling. Because in fifth grade, you just sat in the same classroom the whole day and you had different subjects in the same classroom, but you didn't experience as much change. But I mean, we have to walk around the school when every lesson ends. And I think it's better, because sitting in the classroom the whole day is just like really boring, but walking around is also fun. And the fact that we also have different teachers for different lessons is great, because we get to be with like many different teachers and learn in many different ways.
And would you say that was like a hard thing to do? Was that like a big change, a big jump for you, or was that?
I mean, there were challenges when at the start I didn't know how to organize my things so that I wouldn't forget it at home and not have like a backpack that weighed 6 tons. But I mean, now that I figured it out, it's the challenge has been faced, and I mean, it's good.
For me, it was like the biggest challenge was like the responsibility, because you had to remember every single class, you had to remember all your homework and when a test was, and like it's really hard because you really have to like remember these things. Like, it's not that big of a jump from like fifth grade, but it's like you really just need more responsibility.
And you were talking about responsibility now. And how do you guys organize yourselves? Like, do you have any tips or anything? Like, or how do you face assessments? How do you plan your homework out?
So I plan my homework like because some teachers, not all, have like special days when they give homework. So I always like from the week before I plan, okay, on Monday I'm going to do this, so that on Tuesday post point I have time to do this. So I finish everything. And also, because we also get access to Manage Back, it's really great to see when the tests are upcoming and like how our homework is, so we can finish it in time.
Okay, and could you quickly explain what Manage Back is? Because maybe some fifth graders or some younger grades might not know what Manage Back is, because I think it's really important. So could you quickly explain what it is and what it does?
So Manage Back is like an app that we use a lot, like in secondary school. We're like, you have your timetables, you have all your tasks, and you do like a lot of things on it. It's like, if you don't have Manage Back, you have no, like, I don't think you have any like potential of going through sixth grade.
So I think for me, especially, we have lots of assessments and homework on Manage Back, and it's always on there. Do you feel like that's good for you, that you're having Manage Back and all those planned out and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's great, because usually we just had to memorize it or write it down on a piece of paper, or our parents had to remind us, but like now that we have access, it's better.
Okay, now moving on to a little more of like, what were your fears when coming, like kind of going back nostalgia into fifth grade. So do you remember what your greatest fears were when coming into sixth grade, and how do you think you've overcome those fears, or saying or reflect back on them and say that wasn't really significant? Or
I think also like when the sixth graders came to us and told us what it's like, they described the tension as like really bad, and it's like, I haven't been in detention personally, but it's like you don't get detention that easily. It's like you get it like after you do something really bad.
So you say you'd be afraid of getting detention then?
Yeah.
And you, Azad?
I mean, At the start, I was worried about forgetting where my classes are and getting lost in the school. But like now, I realize that because of the codes, like F1, O1, it's easier to... And I also had a huge fear of detention because I thought it was easy to get it because the sixth graders were talking about it as if it was like, I don't know, if you breathed wrong, you would get 2 days detention. But I mean, and now I realize that you have to do something like really, really bad to get detention.
And have you ever gotten lost when you were in the first days in sixth grade? Or
yeah, in the first day, I didn't know where the science room was. So I ended up walking around the entire D building looking for a sign that said science. But then I asked the teacher and the teacher told me that it was actually in the F building. So
okay, well... And what is some, now moving on to a little more of advice and tips and tricks that you can have in secondary school, what is some advice you would give current fifth graders moving into sixth grade? Like, what should you, like, I don't know, avoid at all costs, or what should you definitely do, or what should you, like, take part in? Do you have any tips?
Yes. One of my tips is to do your services action early, because, like, now nearing the end of the school year, some of us are panicking to see what we can do in such a short amount of time. And another tip is to really like have a document or personal calendar with a lot of the things that you have to complete, and notes, like at the end of every lesson, write down the words that you didn't understand or the sentences that you didn't know so you can look it up later.
Yeah, that's a great tip. And could you explain for the listeners that don't know what services action is in MYP?
Services action is something that we have to do every year, at least one time. But like going into like older grades, the number increases. It's basically something that we do to help the community. Maybe it's fundraising, it's to clean up trash, or it's to inform people about our problems. So that's...
What would you say, Alyssa? What is some advice you would give, or something you should definitely do or definitely avoid doing?
I would like request, like, don't bring a whole bag full of everything, like all your books, because that's what I used to do, like at the start. But it's like, it was like really heavy, and I started getting like red marks on my arm because I was holding it. I would also request like taking notes. It also just helps with, like preparing for a test.
Yeah. Do you have any positive comments that you'd like to give teachers? Maybe just any positive comments that you'd like to give your teachers, like saying, like, a shout out, like, you were really great to me this year. I was really thankful for this.
So I have many shout outs because there's many teachers that helped me. Firstly, thank you, Mr. Browning, for teaching me a lot about INS, because it was also the first year I had INS and I learned a lot about religion, ancient civilizations, and economy. Also, thank you, Ms. Reyes, for teaching me Spanish and acting, because I had no idea how to speak Spanish, and I had no idea like how to act. And also thank you, Mr. Awad, for teaching me like a lot about math. Of course, Mr. Keane, because he's one of the best teachers. He's one of the leaders of the big band, and he also teaches music, and he taught me like half of the things I know about music.
I would like say like Ms. Sood really helped me this year, and I really enjoyed her. I also really enjoyed being with Ms. Reyes. She's like really kind and helps you a lot.
Okay, so now we're moving on to some fun questions. So, one word to describe MYP. Azad.
New.
Alyssa.
Responsibility.
Okay, lockers. Useful or completely overrated?
Overrated, because I basically never use my locker. I may open it like once a month, but I just have everything in my bag, and like it's just like not useful.
Alyssa?
I haven't used my locker in such a long time. I like forgot the pin to it.
Oh.
But I have it written down somewhere.
I would say
it's useless, to be honest, in my opinion.
For me, my locker is like the most useful thing I have, because I've got so much stuff with me every day, and I just bring it and I just put it all in my locker. I organize all my books, or I try to. So yeah, for me it's really useful.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah, it definitely does. Okay, so the final question. What is your final message for fifth graders? Your final overall message in one sentence.
Don't be too nervous and be ready to take on new responsibilities.
Don't be like too shy to try something like outside the box, and always like participate in class.
That was it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for all the helpful tips. We hope that this advice helps the new first and sixth graders feel comfortable in the new school environment.
Bye.
Bye.